In a recent survey of evangelicals published by the Christian Post, it was reported that the majority of Americans do not believe Jesus is God. 52% of those surveyed believe that Jesus was a good teacher, but that is all. They said Jesus Christ is not God. That's what this survey said. It doesn't surprise me, friends. America rejected the God of the Bible years ago, beginning in 1962 when the U.S. Supreme Court outlawed prayer and Bible reading in our public schools. Since that time, the citizens of America took a vote and got rid of God by legalizing sin and legislating God right out of the country. The false God of America they set up in his place is an idol fashioned by the hands of men. The false God of America is a universalist who allows everyone into heaven except for serial killers and sociopaths. Everybody else, whether they are transgender or homosexual or something in between, is welcome in heaven. And the false God of America would never, ever send anyone to hell. He's too nice for that. The false God of America is politically correct and tolerant towards sin. He does not judge people based on their sexual preference. He is an accepting God that takes in all strays. Americans decided years ago that politics was God and that sports and entertainment was their king and queen. America ceased being a Christian nation decades before this recent survey. About 60 years ago, this country got out her pocket knife and carved out a God for herself that she was comfortable with, a God that wouldn't get in the way of her daily living. But my Bible declares otherwise, for my Bible says that God and Jesus are one, and my Bible says God is a God who must punish sin, for he is holy and man is sinful, and my Bible says God is a God who keeps records, and there is a reckoning day fast approaching where he is going to destroy all rebels who have rejected his son. When the Lord Jesus should be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. If Christ is not your Savior, friend, then he will be your enemy for sure. For soon he will come in judgment on this world when his anger shall burn as an oven, and then you shall meet him as your judge. For my Bible declares, for behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble. In the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. Where are the prayer warriors and the intercessors who can stand in the gap and gain the ear of the Almighty? Where are the preachers today who will pray for our young people who are going to hell? Why aren't the churches lying in sackcloth and ashes, crying over the sins of a pagan nation gone to the devil? Where is the Jonah of this generation who will stride across our cities crying out in God's name for repentance and calling an apostate nation back to God? Where are the Christians who are willing to get out their sledgehammers and go out and bust up the false God of America and go tell folks about the one true God and the Lord Jesus Christ?